Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Honor of Sandow Appreciation Day, we open with Damian Sandow's theme song. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I am Sir Rockin. That is Lindsay Ward, and this show is brought to you by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. What a Raw!
What a Raw. We saw superheroes and villains clash. People lost shoes.
People did lose shoes. We did hear
chairs were stolen.
Chairs were stolen. And so much more.
And Seth Rollins is a complete dick.
Well, we already knew that.
Yeah. Well, you know, he does it every week.
He does it every week. Let's start with Seth Rollins, and he had a busy night tonight.
He did.
He came out at the beginning of Monday Night Raw, and he was bragging again about beating John Cena, breaking John Cena's nose, and you know, how the thing all weekend has been straight out of what, and you know, for John Cena, it's straight out of Action.
Yep.
And he told how Cena wasn't, you know, gonna show up tonight, and well, he told what he's gonna do at SummerSlam, walk out with both championships, and good, that's good on him. Good on him. And then Cesaro interrupted. Oh, before Cesaro interrupted, we had John Cena live via satellite, and it was doo 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 doo.
Seth Rollins imitating John Cena on the big screen with just the still picture and the moving lips, which was
great.
Fantastic.
He ran him down for a while with it. It was great. Cesaro came out. He talked about Rollins going on and on and on. Talked about how Rollins went to the open challenge from last week. And he was there to challenge him tonight. And Rollins was like, I didn't say about tonight. He asked what Cesaro has done to earn a shot. Kevin Owens came out and said he's done nothing. Cesaro's done nothing to earn a title shot where he has beaten John Cena. And Owens pointed out that Rollins tapped the scene 2 weeks ago and neither man has actually beaten John Cena. Owens said if anyone deserves a title shot, he has to go on authority that same Rollins asked if they were deaf and dumb. He called them morons and said he didn't say anything about defending the title. Randy Orton came out. Orton, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was on board.
Until Orton
showed up.
Randy Orton came out and asked Owens if he had put on weight lately, and Owens' response was, no. Orton said he has it on his own authority that he deserves a title shot. Rollins said he doesn't care about what the authority thinks. He said Tom Brady has a better chance of getting for free meal in Seattle than any of these three jerk-offs have of getting a title shot on Raw. Oops. Maybe shouldn't use that. He also mentioned he doesn't care what the authority thinks. And as he said that, I typed to Lindsay, He shouldn't have said that.
Oh, Seth, you done messed up.
Out came Triple H. And he said, you know, took issue with what Rollins had to say about Sardi, and then Seth Rollins backtracked. Completely. I didn't mean it. They just had me off my game, yada, yada, yada. And he said, well, he hears that Cena's 50-50 for SummerSlam, and well, all this turmoil leads to great competition, so tonight we'll have Cesaro, Owens, Orton, with the winner earning a shot at the WWE Championship tonight. Good opening segment.
Good opening segment. You know it's bad when your dad shows up and has to tell you, dude, what the heck.
Which leads to Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, and Cesaro in a triple threat match. They had a great match.
They had a great match. I petitioned for Cesaro's music to be changed to Secret Agent Man. Because we had Cesaro in a suit, and it was amazing.
This time he added glasses.
He had a little bit of a shiner.
Yeah.
He's trying to hide the shiner.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, this was a great, great match. I need more of Cesaro and Owens in particular, but I want Rollins, Cesaro, and Owens in a triple threat. I want that match so damn bad.
That would be really, really good.
That'd be hot. Not even gonna lie.
RKO's out of nowhere. Orton pins Cesaro to become the number one contender for the evening for the WWE Championship.
Disappointed but not surprised with that finish.
Yeah, we should have expected it, but I was more hoping for Cesaro versus Rollins, but that's just me.
No, they're saving that.
I know they're saving that. Oh, I know it, but it's just like, I want it, I want to see it happen. On this show tonight, we had Miz TV with Daniel Bryan. They went back and forth a lot, taking shots at one another. Daniel Bryan did his best Mick Foley, Cheap Pop, Seattle, his book, and all that fun stuff. Even put over Miz's movie, Santa's Little Helper.
You can tell these two just love to screw with each other, and that's pretty much what they were doing the entire segment. Like, you can't take these two anywhere with each other.
Yeah, and then Miz asked the question, should Ryback give up the title, like Daniel Bryan did. Big Show came out, says he's gonna win, yada yada yada. Out came the Ryback, he came out, yada yada yada. Ryback and Show had a stare down. Daniel Bryan threw Miz in the ring. He was in between the rock and the hard place, and this is where the Miz lost his shoe, which is now hashtag Miz lost a shoe. He wants his Louis Vuitton or something like that?
It was Louboutin.
Louboutin. My bad. Louboutin.
You watch enough Total Divas, you should know what Louboutin is.
I know. Anyway, Rock Action Total Divas Season 4, Episode 6 available on Wednesday. Episode 5 available now. Anyway,
ding.
So they all, Miz got laid out by both men. Big Show got laid out by Ryback. Ryback then laid out Miz. Yay! Didn't miss Ryback, but he's back.
Yeah, really didn't miss Ryback, but I'm very happy he's feeling better and he's recovering from his staph infection, because I know it was pretty bad, so very, very, very happy that he's feeling better.
All right, we'll get to other matches, but we gotta talk about this one in particular. Neville versus Barrett. Quick, simple, to the point. Barrett's winning streak is over. Red Arrow. Great, great, whatever. It was after the match. Stardust attacked Neville. And then, Stardust spots Stephen Amell at ringside. Pie faces Amell. Amell wants none of that. Hops the rail, tackles Stardust, lays in some hard, hard shots, as security has to pull Amell off of Stardust. That's part one. Let's talk about that. That was great.
Dude, that's how you use a celebrity. Amell did it perfectly. He hopped the wall. He hopped the top rope like it was nothing. He was on Stardust and was laying in shots. I mean, and we're sitting here going, let him fight.
Yeah.
Let them fight. Just
right?
Let him go.
Right?
I mean, it was perfect. It was so well done.
They did this spot on. Right?
And then they had the pull-apart brawl where Amell and Stardust had to be pulled apart.
He looked like he belonged in that ring.
Yeah, he did. He really, really, really did. You know, if you're going to have a celebrity wrestle, at least they should look like they belong there. Man, I'm kind of excited for Amell and Stardust.
Yeah. Manson in channel goes, channeling his inner Lesnar, jumping the ring. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm watching the GIF back. He cleared that top rope with ease. There was just no problem.
Yeah. All right. So part two of this whole thing. Backstage, Hunter asks him, are you okay? Mel's like, yeah, I'm okay. Hunter told him he's lucky he walked out of there because he's not a wrestler.
Very true.
Neville said Stardust started it. And, you know, Hunter said he would deal with Stardust. Hunter said Mel is not now or ever be one of us. Amell said he gets it, but he's an actor and he's also a man. He said when someone puts his hands on him, he's going to fight back. He asked Hunter to let the two of us, take care of Stardust and Barrett. Hunter asked if he's going to be the Red Arrow and the Green Arrow. But eventually, Mel got fired up and said he would sign anything Hunter's lawyers puts in front of him. Hunter smiled and weather. Questioned if he wants to play the tough guy now. He said he would have the legal papers in his hands tomorrow. Hunter said he's washing his hands of this whole thing, as it will be Stardust and Barrett taking on Neville and the Green Arrow, Stephen Amell.
I'm in. I'm so in.
Let's book it. That's awesome.
Stephen Amell, the most aggressive Canadian I think I've seen in a long time. Just saying.
Yeah. Stephen Amell stood up to Hunter, stood up to Stardust, was perfect. He belongs. He's a great character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was a great use of celebrity, great use of Amell. Excited for the confrontation, the match, whatever you want to call it, at SummerSlam.
And it'll be a nice, quick little match for him, and it'll be really well done.
He'll get some spots in, he'll take a couple shots, he'll make the hot tag to Neville, Neville will run wild, Green Arrow will get his spots in. They're gonna work on stuff for next 2 weeks, it'll be perfect. Cause he seems very athletic.
Oh, he has to be very athletic. A lot of the workouts and stuff that he does for the show, he does himself. So it's like him doing the whole Tree of Woe thing, that's him actually doing it.
Right.
So, you know, he's very athletic, he's very much in shape, so he should not have a problem getting in the ring and doing some really basic stuff. Obviously, it will not be a five-star match, but he'll get in there, he'll knock some people around, and they'll have a little fun.
Yes. Let's go through some other matches on the show. Team Bella took on Team Bad with Team PCB, or as Paige was trying to get over, the Freak Show.
Just call them DGAF. Because that was the look on Becky's face. She just didn't give an F.
Yeah.
You know, she just really didn't.
All right, my only complaint, Charlotte, when you're asked a question, are you the most athletic woman in the division? Don't go with your standard genetically superior. Say yes. Where does yes? Yes, I am the most athletic. Show pride in that. That was my biggest complaint. The girls on commentary. Paige was fine. Charlotte just needs to just go. I think because of what happened on SmackDown, she's a little gunshot right now. She's got to get that confidence. Just speak it. Say the truth. Don't go with the stage lines. Speak the truth when asked a question like that.
Yeah, sell it. You know, you are the daughter of Ric Flair. You are genetically superior. You are better than everybody there. Own it.
Yeah. This match was fine. Sasha Banks, again, owns it in the ring. Anytime she's in there, she owns it.
Sasha's got confidence for days.
Brie Bella was over like crazy tonight.
Yes, she got a huge pop.
Brie got the win over Tamina with a roll-up. A little awkward, but it was fine. Then we had all the divas get involved. It was a big old brawl. And the best part of the brawl wasn't even a brawl segment. It was when Charlotte and Sasha were in the ring together. Those two have instant chemistry.
God, it's like, yes, yes, just let him go. Yes.
Right? And they just have to look at one another, and you know there's real tension, but there's respect there. It's real tension and respect. It's just awesome.
It's almost the Lita and Trish of this generation.
It's going to be.
It's just, you can tell, it's just that level of respect and ability and tension and all of that.
It's what the Vision's going to be built around for the next 7-8 years. Those two.
I'm in. I'm okay with this.
Mm-hmm. And it was announced there will be a nine-woman match, whatever. Three-team match, elimination style, featuring all the divas at SummerSlam. I'm cool with it.
I'm cool with it, because then you have Nikki defend at Night of Champions, and Nikki will probably drop at Night of Champions.
Which will be right around 300 days.
Yep.
The New Day beat Los Matadores, and there's a four-way tag match at SummerSlam with the Lucha Dragons and Los Matadores. There you go. Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose was backstage. He starts cutting a promo, wanting to have a nice friend to grow up with and, you know, someone to go drinking with or steal a car with. And then Roman Reigns was going on. But then basically said, you're trying to tell you that, you know, Roman's the only real friend you've ever had, right? Yeah, pretty much. Reigns said, why he can talk about his family and while Harper would do anything for why, that's not the same true for Reigns. We learned that Reigns likes his beer cold. They thought this was much cooler than, you know, the live crowd a little bit. You know, likes his beer cold, likes his whatever, coffee's hot and other things like that. And they said they were going to put the family ties to the test tonight.
I wanted to find out what happens when you get arrested in Laredo. Because Dean was cutting this great promo where basically, you know, Roman's the first friend he's ever really had. He didn't have anybody to play catch with or steal cars with, you know, and as he got older, he did have a friend, you know, because obviously you want somebody to call when you get arrested, especially on a Mexican border town. And this is the point where Roman interrupts and is like, you know, Roman's a little full of himself. He's kind of talking down to Dean a little bit. And, you know, basically he's like, well, you know, what he's trying to say is, I'm the first real friend you've ever had, right? And Dean's like, yeah, but, you know, I'm cool to hang out with too.
Right.
You know, so, and then it's like they did the whole spiel. So I think there's a little bit of friction starting between these two with the way that Roman's kind of treating Dean. And it's just a matter of time to see if Dean reacts or not.
Right. We'll talk about the match in a second, but before the match, there was an awesome hype video for Undertaker Brock Lesnar.
They showed the thing.
They showed the thing, but they put over both men. It was really, really well done.
They showed the damn thing.
I know they showed the damn thing. They probably showed it on the network, too, where there's a special going on right now. Should be
we're funny. Not talking about the thing.
I know we're not talking about the thing. We're going to talk about Dean Ambrose and Luke Harper.
Okay.
So, in the top, you mentioned the stealing of chairs. What happened?
Luke stole Byron Saxton's chair, as is custom now, where, you know, Bray doesn't have a chair anymore because Taker set his chair on fire, so they can't stop at the Cracker Barrel and get Bray a new chair, because that's not how this works. Also, they don't have Eric to haul the chair, so they have to find Bray a suitable alternative, which just happens to be Byron Saxton's commentary chair. And Luke glares at Saxton and takes the chair away from Saxton so Bray can sit down.
And there was one point in the match where Bray taunted Saxton.
Yeah, he's like, you want your chair? I'm not done. You see my boy in the ring? You see him kicking Dean Ambrose's butt? You want your chair? Huh? Oh, sorry, I just sat back down.
All right. These two men had a great match. Really good match.
God, these two have such good chemistry. I want the feud. I want the full-blown feud between Ambrose and Harper.
Uh-huh.
So bad.
Yeah. Wyatt got up at one point, got sent over the table by Dean Ambrose. He was like, I'm done with this. Throws off his jacket, tries to go after Dean Ambrose, eats a Superman punch from Reigns. Harper then attacks Reigns. Ambrose dives onto him. Ambrose gets back in the ring, trips up. Harper hits the clothesline for the win. Luke Harper beats Dean Ambrose clean in the middle. Good match. Really good stuff.
Great physical match. I swear to God, there isn't a group of people in the WWE and that enjoys trying to kill each other more than these four.
Yeah, I would agree.
They have a lot of fun.
I would agree with that. We'll talk more about that probably Thursday. Rusev took on Mark Henry. Thank God it only went a minute, and it really wasn't a match, because the main story with this was Summer's up on the apron, Lana yanks her off. They fight. Lana then gets tossed in the ring in front of Rusev. Summer attacks, and then Summer puts the accolade, Summer Crush, on Lana. Where the guys in the front row on the other side probably had a nice view of Lana. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Short skirt, accolade, you do the math.
Yeah.
And then Rusev had a flag with his face on it.
I don't know why it took him that long to get a flag with his face on it. I don't know why he has a flag with his face on it, but he has a flag with his face on
it. He has a flag with his face on it. Yeah. Lance, can we just have the Bulgarian flag and not the flag with his face on it?
Yes.
Yes. But then now they're going to probably turn it into a shirt, which I'm surprised they haven't done yet.
Oh, God.
Just use the colors and put his face on it, you know. Anyway, main event, Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, good match. Awesome RKO, springboard into the RKO. But Seth Rollins was being a little cocky like he normally does. He did the vintage Orton DDT, because it's not a Hangman's DDT. It's not even a DDT. It's now just, it's called vintage. And it was JBL screamed, vintage Rollins, because it's a DDT. It's just called
like you do.
Like you do. Hits the springboard RKO. About to go for the pin. Sheamus pulls Orton out. There's your DQ. Sheamus beats up Orton on the outside. Hits the bro kick on Rollins in the ring. Grabs his case, goes, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want cashing in, cashing in, cashing in. RKO, no cashing. Good segment, good end of the Raw.
Good segment, good end, nice tease, great, great spot between Orton and Rollins where Orton catches Rollins mid-air for the RKO. Nice Money in the Bank tease. Sheamus was talking about sluts and goonies earlier. We had no idea what he was saying.
Yeah, no really idea what he was saying.
Yeah, not a clue, but, you know, great. Great ending. Looking forward to next week.
Next week on Raw, we're going to have the confrontation between The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar because they're both going to be in the same ring.
Somebody's going to die.
We're probably going to see the return of John Cena since he's doing Tough Enough. He'll be on Raw next week. We got a lot to look forward to next week. But this ends the hashtag Standout Appreciation Days edition of the Raw Post Show, which means Thursday night, it's the Rack.
That's right. We've got news. We've got notes. We'll have a discussion, NXT, and so much more. It's Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, The Rack.
Rack Radio Show on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. The Rack Extra Total Diva Season 4, Episode 5, now available. Episode 6 on Wednesday. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow show on Twitter at CB Radio, WTR, Facebook.com/cigarettes and bandanas. CBRadioLive.com is the website as we count down to 400. And the question is, will I have two co-hosts on,
maybe,
on,
possibly.
On Saturday? Not really sure, because I've had one, you know, each week. And it took like four people to fill in for somebody the week prior. Anyway, including Lindsay. Anyway, Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mason Nagy. It'll be their SummerSlam preview edition. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night, Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Go to the website, WrestleTalkRadio.com, to keep up on the all-time greatest conversation for the Survivor Series moment. We started it last night. We'll be back next Monday for another edition of Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Tune in, Stitcher, and iTunes. Same thing. Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out my website, psychwarddesigns.com.
Thanks to everyone who was a part of hashtag Standout Appreciation Day. It was awesome. It was great. He did a couple Q&As. He posted a video thanking everybody. It was awesome.
I think it made his day, honestly.
It really, really did. Shout out to everyone, including Ren, who was the biggest person behind this whole thing. 6 degrees of Standout. Rendout girl on the Twitter.
And Duchess of Disdain.
They both did a hell of a job on this thing. Anyway, thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. We'll see you Thursday night on the Rack. Right back here next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.